This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A little bit of sigh of relief in Chicago with Caleb Williams. Looks like he played reasonably well, but man, I'll tell you what. You know how there's this one group of these guys on Instagram that just absolutely cannot stand Angel Reese?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah,
just
yeah.
kill. They mm-hmm. just kill her over and over and over. It's
sure.
just nonstop. There's a whole group of guys out there that are doing that to Caleb Williams as well.
Of course. I've seen it. And he did that weird thing. Was that really him that was in like that art gallery or something? Did some weird thing?
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird or not.
No, it was weird. He came out in his boxer shorts and like laid in some sort of metal structure. You showed that to me. I'm like, is that really him? Was it really him?
Yeah, I just, you know, I think there's somewhat of a relief. I would think for Ben Johnson, their new head coach out there, the former offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. They built up a lot of players around this kid, and they got their whole, you know, I could say this about every team, but the whole thing is built around him to try somehow, some way to get him engaged and in a much more leadership type role, which to me, when I look at Jackson Dart, just for example, I see a budding leader there.
Yeah, you're not seeing that with Caleb Williams?
I don't necessarily know that I feel that way. I mean, I felt like coming out of college, he was going to be the undisputed number one overall pick. That happened. You never know how a guy is going to fit into a certain system. And I have to say, up until this past game, there were still a lot of people questioning as to whether or not he could be a legitimate NFL quarterback. And I still think that there are people out there that feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly, as a fan of a team in the NFC North, I'm concerned about what they're doing over there. I also was concerned when the Lions drafted Joey Harrington and Charles Rogers. So I'm not sure exactly how it's going to pan out, but I think that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and that team and what they could be is a little bit scary. I think that certainly the Lions are going to be on the way down this year. There's no two ways about it. They've lost so much from their coaching staff. They're not going to be as good as they were last year. I have no idea how J.J. McCarthy is going to play. Obviously, that's the biggest thing with the Vikings. They've got a really solid roster everywhere, but if he stinks, he stinks, and the team's not going to go anywhere. I mean, the Packers are always solid, but the Bears have an opportunity to be one of those, you know, worst to first teams this year.
Yeah, I mean, especially with all the additions and whether or not Ben Johnson can unlock the future of Caleb Williams to the point where he can become one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I don't think he's in the top half right now. I think he's still in the midst of learning, and he's also learning another system. You know, year two, it's got to be a little bit confounding for him, but, you know, it's just they should be all right. By the way, did you see what the Lions players or a number of players said about their joint practices with the Miami Dolphins?
I did not.
Yeah, the Lions players like, that team ain't ready.
Really?
Oh. I mean, you know, and the guy that's getting skewered right now in the preseason anyway is Mike McDaniel. And whether or not, you know, he's holding players accountable or if there's a you know, a respect issue there. It's unfortunate because it's the perception of what the team has been. And then when you hear about the Jalen Ramsey trade for Micah Fitzpatrick and why that trade was made and how, like, it seemed like Jalen Ramsey was running roughshod right over Mike McDaniel. That's not a good sign for him.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like he's getting trucked by the big personalities that are there. I mean, Christian Wilkins left and then weird stuff happened with him in Vegas, but he was another big personality. The Jalen Ramsey thing got ugly, certainly. So, yeah, I mean, it was cute there in the beginning with Mike McDaniel, and Tua was an MVP candidate, and they were winning, and then they got a ton of injuries on defense. Tyreek Hill is another one who's been popping off and saying a bunch of crap. It just doesn't seem like it's an environment there that is one that respects the coach.
Yeah, and I feel like he's the proverbial one on thin ice right now. And the other thing, too, did you hear your head coach mic'd up during his preseason game?
I did. I heard some of that stuff.
I loved it.
I've seen it. I've seen him mic'd up before, and it was some similar stuff there. I think he's great. I mean, it's one of the main reasons why I started believing in him is actually hearing some of that audio with NFL Films over the last couple of years. He's as sharp as they come. He's got, but this is...
He's got some Kyle Shanahan in him, it seems like.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And he's a coddle guy, but has an edge.
Yeah, it was funny because they had him right in the middle of a play, and he saw that there was a formation problem that his offense was running, and he dropped the F-bomb right in the middle of it, knowing that the play was going to be called back because he saw it. And that tells me that's a guy that is so locked in. This is a preseason game. He's mic'd up. He's trying to get his young quarterbacks, to run a play. And there's nothing that drives coaches more crazy than the unforced error, the mental error, the mental mistake. An offensive lineman jumps offside, so a wide receiver misaligns for some stupid reason. They break the huddle with 10 seconds left to go on the play clock, and they got to get a guy in motion or they got to shift. And that's the kind of stuff that drives coaches crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this is the perfect example of you better be right when you draft a quarterback, because there's a window for the Vikings right now with Justin Jefferson and the offense that they have, and they built up their offensive line, and their defense is pretty solid, and Brian Flores has done an amazing job as a defensive coordinator there. Everything is in place. I mean, they won a ton of games last year. Everything is in place. But the big unknown, the guy you drafted number 10 overall, J.J. McCarthy.
So this would be the perfect scenario for the New York Giants. Russell Wilson comes in, plays well, somehow, according to Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, the Giants say win 10 games. They both believe that they're going to be over 8 wins.
Yeah.
Because they believe in the coach. I think we believe in the coach, too. And I think finally the coach and the general manager have their players. I think this team is going to be so much more competitive. And like I said, Russell will keep them close in games. But let's say they do that and Russell does play all this year and plays well, but just, that's it. Next year, it's Jackson Dart's year. That would be exactly what Minnesota is doing right now with J.J. McCarthy by letting Sam Darnold go to Seattle.
Yeah, it is. Now, they won 14 games last year, Minnesota. It would be insane if the Giants won 14 games this year. But, yes, that would be the exact scenario that you want. And, I mean, maybe the best thing that ever happened to J.J. McCarthy was getting hurt and sitting out an entire year and letting Sam do what he was doing, and he could sit there and watch. But we'll see. I don't have a ton of faith in J.J. McCarthy, but I do have a lot of faith in the coach, and that means a ton. You know, you find yourself in that right situation. Talk about it all the time, how a quarterback can get drafted into the worst situation, it ruins his career, can get drafted into the best situation, and all of a sudden he's a guy that's in their ring of honor.
Well, you know, you think about the Giants, and you talk about your Vikings, about having some of the best players at their respective position. I could say the same thing about the Giants. You know, they could have one of the best defensive lines in football. Hopefully, Andrew Thomas is going to be ready to go week one against the Washington Commanders with his Lisfranc injury, and he's still on the PUP list, but they think that he's going to be able to play. Hopefully, Malik Nabers is going to be healthy. Bobby Okereke still looks like he's going to be the leading man on defense. I mean, they should be better, and they should be so much more competitive. So I can understand why both Gronk and Julian felt that way.
Let's go to our buddy Chris in Smithtown. Wants to talk some Jets. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
Good, man. What's up this morning?
Good. I just was thinking, if Jackson Dart ends up being the second string for the Giants, do you think that they maybe shop Jameson Winston, and do the Jets make a move there? Because Tyrod Taylor had this surgery recently, and I don't know if he's even going to be ready for the time to start of the season. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Listen, there'd be worse options in my mind if the Giants decided to move on from Jameis Winston for the Jets to have as a in that quarterback room. I like Jameis a lot. He's not someone who's going to bring you to the playoffs. He's someone, obviously, that's going to give you a couple exciting games and maybe keep you in a race for a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, as far as backup quarterbacks go, if the Giants aren't interested and the Jets want to upgrade, then sure, that would be a great name to
well,
put in there.
I truly wonder how concerned the Jets are with Justin Fields. You know, he has not been great in practice. Looked very shaky against the Giants. They have to be sitting there going, wow, we're going to really have to work through this. And there are very few teams in this league that end up running more than they throw.
Yes.
And the Jets will be one of them. I think I'll tell you who else. The Saints may have a worse offense than the Jets.
Yeah, that's saying something. All right, Boomer and Gio.
It all comes down to whether or not that quarterback can go through the progressions and read the offense. Looks like to me there's some hesitation and accuracy problems with Justin Fields at the moment. Maybe the more he plays, the more comfortable he'll get and the better he'll be. But I would think that there's got to be genuine concern about what's going on over there offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.